The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Teresa of Calcutta lived a different sort of life. Many people look at her and they are amazed. Wow, she's so holy. She loves so beautifully. She serves with such humility. She speaks the truth with such courage. She is willing to pray with perseverance and trust. I wish I could be like her. I think that we should stop wishing to be like her and be like her. One of the great deceits of the world is when we look at people like St. Teresa of Calcutta and think, "I wish I could be like her," instead of thinking and saying, "I'm going to be like her. I'm going to be a saint." All of these things that she did were amazing to people, but for St. Teresa of Calcutta, they were normal. They were normal. She was living because this way of life, because she understood what her baptismal call meant. She understood the meaning of the cross. She could see with clarity how to respond to Jesus, who gave her such love, who gave her all that she needed. Of the many, many stories that surround St. Teresa of Calcutta, I came across this one. She had convents and sisters all over the world, and once she was visiting Australia and the sisters that were there. And of course, in every country, they served the poorest of the poor. And so they were visiting this elderly man who had lived for many years by himself in total isolation. Nobody came to ever visit him. He had no family. He was incapable of taking care of himself. His home was very dirty and cluttered. So Mother came to visit him and asked if she could clean his home and wash his clothes and assist him. And the man at first refused and said, "No, I don't need anyone to do that." But Mother Teresa had a way of convincing people. And so he said, "Okay, come and do it." And while she was cleaning the house and wandering around, she came across this beautiful oil lamp. And she remarked to the man, saying, "Do you ever light this lamp? It's very beautiful." It's this oil lamp that he had there, and was covered in dust and all kinds of things. He said to her, "Not anymore. No one comes to see me. I have no need to light it." So she said to him, "If the sisters begin to come every day, would you light the lamp for them?" Reluctantly, the man said, "Yes, I'll do it." And from that day on, the sisters committed themselves to visiting this man every evening. Now, some time went on, some years later, and of course, Mother Teresa, who was very busy in the work she did, had forgotten about the encounter, the event. And these sisters, some of these sisters, came to visit Calcutta, and they brought this message to Mother Teresa from this man. It was a simple message. She looked and she read, and it said to her, "Tell my friend that the light she lit in my life continues to shine still." Now, when you hear that, you think, "Oh, that's something that I could do. I could live that kind of love." The parable of the talents is one that has been commented on for centuries. Jesus is asking for a response to the gift of life, the gift of grace, the gifts that he has given to the world, the gift of salvation. Do you ever get the sense that God is kind of tired of the indifference to the truth of Jesus and his gospel that he encounters in the world? This indifference in the world to what Jesus has brought us. St. John Paul II saw this indifference and this trouble in the world. He preached boldly against what he called a culture of death. He spoke of the need for a revolution of love and mercy in the world. Pope Benedict spoke against what he called the dictatorship of relativism, and he pleaded with the world to see the true, to see the beautiful, to see the good that is the gospel of Jesus and the revelation of God to the world. We must embrace the truth that is God and not just our own made-up truth. Pope Francis has pointed out often of the evil of what he calls the throwaway culture. In this, he points out the responsibility we have to our earth and to each other, But also he is pointing toward this growing culture of indifference to truth. A culture that says, who cares about God? Who cares? God, just leave me alone. Let me do my thing. That's a normal thing in the culture today. The servant who gets one coin, he gets one talent. And that's all he really needs, because they each received the talent according to their ability, the gospel says. So he just needs this one coin to live the life he needs to live, to respond to the master's call. But out of fear, he buries the coin. What did he fear? That's a great question for every single one of us here. What do we fear? God desires his gospel to be proclaimed in the world, yet we bury it. We ignore it. We set it aside and we say, Lord, not I. Please, no, Lord, not I. I do not want to be a disciple. I just want to go to church and then do my thing. What do you have to fear if you believe in the cross of Jesus? If we believe in the message of salvation, what do we fear? Death? Well, the scriptures say that death is gain in the light of Jesus. What do we have to fear? Do we have the fear that people won't like us? Everyone left Jesus at the cross. Only a few people stayed. Not even most of his disciples were there. Just the beloved disciple. The cross of Jesus itself is truth of the rejection he endured. We must speak boldly today of the global need for Jesus. The need to set aside ourselves and replace everything with Jesus, the gospel, and the truth of our faith. We have been given salvation, yet we bury it in the dirt, dust, and clutter of our pride, our indifference, our sin. In the Acts of the Apostles, this probably one of the most underread books of the Bible, but such an important one because it gives us a first person account, if you were, an account of the first acts of the early church, the apostles actually evangelizing and teaching and preaching and celebrating the sacraments and bringing people to the faith. In the Acts of the Apostles, the most frequently used word in Greek is parousia. It's a word that means boldness. Boldness. The apostles, with boldness, without fear, preached the gospel. It means lighting the lamp and letting it shine bright for all to see. It means courage, embracing the cross of Jesus, living in perfect trust. It means, as St. Paul says, who says it a different way, St. Paul is asking the question in a different way. He says, you are children of the light. Why would you live in darkness? We can't bury our talents, our gifts. We can't bury the call of Jesus to be true disciples in the world. Boldly invest all that you have in and for the kingdom of God. We need a revolution of trust in the world, a revolution of love, a revolution of bold disciples living the gospel in the world. Therefore, let us not sleep. Let us be bold disciples of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.